Hello, it's The Gutter. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. What a rare treat for me, and arguably for you. I'll let you decide that. But surely a treat for the lovely men I've got here with me now. I've got Ian Ryan, I've got David Cavada, and I've got Sean O'Donnell. And we're going to focus on a few players who are having good World Cups and consequently, or maybe not, have been linked with moves to Liverpool. So we're going to have a little look at, or a little chat anyway, about Conor Gakpo, Mohamed Kudus, Enzo Fernandez, and finish, of course, how could we not, with Mr. Jude Bellingham instead, after we all maybe got a little bit of a taster of what a Liverpool midfield might look like next season. Who knows? But start with Conor Gakpo. He's 23-year-old forward who's currently tearing up in the World Cup for Holland. He's got 3 goals. Despite mainly playing as a left-sided forward, he scored 55 in 159 for PSV, and that is including 13 in 24 this season. So he's around 1 in 2. Was heavily linked with Leeds and Manchester United in the summer. Apparently United looking at him again as a maybe a Ronaldo of replacements. But Liverpool and apparently Pep Linders in particular are said to be big fans. Fab Romano, the transfer guru, reckons he will cost about 50 million euros. So not a huge amount for a forward who's doing good business. So boys, I'll just open it up. Do we like him? And do we feel like we are a forward light at the moment?
I'd say we feel like we're a forward light. I do like him. I just don't think he's for us. I just think because of the people that we've already got, I don't think he'd particularly compliment what we've got or add something, you know, different, you know, that's dynamic, you know. And if you look at guys that pop up in the position that he's got, kind of when they're all fit, that is what we've got. But I respect him, and yeah, I think he'll do a good job. Yeah, I think he'll do well in the Premier League.
Yeah, he's a big lad, Sean, as well, but like Damien, I sort of, you know, when I watch him and the more I read about him, you know, he's a left forward who likes to cut in. And I was like, well, Darwin likes that.
Yeah.
And Diaz likes that. And Jota's not shy of that. Yeah. I mean, you just sort of think, like, you know, if we are looking for a forward to add, you know, should we be looking at someone who's maybe a little bit, I'm not saying he's exactly the same in terms of style of player, those, but in terms of where he likes to occupy himself on the pitch, like, who the fuck's giving Mo a rest?
It would be very Liverpool of recent times to be talking loads about signing midfielders and strengthening midfield and all this, and then all of a sudden we just signed on the left side of forward. So that's sort of quite funny. I mean, I can see why we're linked with him. I think the age profile makes sense. All the lads you just mentioned there, you know, maybe with the exception of Nunes, the sort of the other end of the 20s, aren't they? So yeah, it would make sense to get someone in who's that sort of age profile. It reminds me of the type of signing that we made before we were the all-conquering, trophy-winning Liverpool that we know that we are now.